Who are you writing to? Diana covered her paper with an almost frantic motion, twisting with a jerk towards the voice of her husband as her heart leapt into her throat. Her husband. Which consequently was what she was trying to avoid mentioning in her current letter. Wyatt held up his hands in surrender and leaned irreverently against the door of the train compartment.
Easy, Diana. Just a question. Not trying to interfere.
No, of course he wasn't. They had been married a month now, and he had been rather perfect about the whole affair. Other partnerships had gone on their way, but the pair of them had opted to stay in Denver for a time, choosing to ignore the command to get to the train immediately after the ceremony, if for no other reason than to find some sort of harmony as a team. Clearly, there was still more work to be done. Right, Diana breathed, as her pulse began to settle and her lungs resumed proper function. Right, sorry. Old habit. Wyatt's brow furrowed.
How old?
She felt her lips curve. Don't look so worried. I didn't have a terrible childhood requiring me to be especially secretive. It's been a habit for 2 years or so, trying to find something to do with my life that didn't involve joining my sisters in all elegant society. She deepened her tone and formalized her words at that, which made Wyatt's brow clear as he smiled.
One of those families, huh?
Absolutely one of those families, she admitted, sitting back on the seat in a way that would have made her sister Elena shriek. I'm from Baltimore.
I saw that in your file. Never been there myself.
She looked over at him with a wry smile. It's like New York, only with more airs.
Ah,
he said, nodding slowly.
I see. And your family owns those airs?
Oh, yes. Diana looked at her partially finished letter, wrinkling up her nose. I never liked it. Papa indulged my curious nature and let me romp around with my brothers. Gave me puzzles and mind games and the like. My mother, I think, wouldn't have cared so much if my sisters hadn't been so appalled by me. Wyatt only grunted softly.
So, the secret letter writing?
Diana smiled in fond remembrance. Replying to advertisements, anything that struck my fancy. I needed to do something exciting, something that challenged me. Something away from Baltimore and anything related to society. I hid every single letter and bribed the servants to keep my secrets.
What do your family think you're about now?
Wyatt asked with a laugh.
You've up and left Baltimore and there's no telling when you'll get back.
They believe that I am receiving training from Florence Nightingale in the medicinal arts. She forced a smile that was more of a wince. In London.